This is a very special, a very solemn moment in our struggle to close down this school that is so connected to violence, to death and suffering. It is solemn and special because we are gathered here today to keep alive the memory of our sisters and brothers throughout Latin America who have been the victims of graduates of this school. We are here today to confront this violence, to say that this must stop. When we first gathered here years ago at the Bain Gate, we realize something very important, that our movement, as it began to take root, that it had to be rooted in non-violence. Early on, we drew on the wisdom and the experience of people like Dr. Martin Luther King, Mahatma Gandhi, Dorothy Day, Cesar Chavez. Their way was going to be our way, the way of nonviolence. There is a lot of anger that many of us feel because of the violence, the suffering and death that our country is causing throughout Latin America, in the Middle East, and throughout the developing world. We've got to be careful in a way that this anger does not consume us. Our movement, rooted in nonviolence, it's about hope, and it's about joy, and it's about peace. And this is what we must hold on to. The Buddhist monk, our brother Thich Nhat Hanh, says it so well. We are peacemakers. Our world is filled with a lot of violence. The challenging thing right now for us, the most challenging thing really, is to keep that peace within each of our hearts, because we have come to discover that we cannot bring peace out there in our world unless there's peace within our own lives, peace within our own hearts. And so this is a very, very sacred time for us, because we gather once again as peacemakers, as people from all over the country, young and old, from all walks of life, but gathered here to speak with one voice, to say, not in our name.